This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hi, sweetie. I've missed you so much. How's it going? Pretty good. The semester's almost done. Thank God. I'm so ready for a break. I was thinking about coming home and visiting during my summer break, actually, if that's okay with you. Oh my gosh, that would be so amazing. You know you're welcome home anytime you want, so college life is going pretty well, right? I mean, my time in college, that was so long ago, but it was some of the best years of my life. So please, please tell me all about the fun times you are having. It'll make me feel so much better knowing my baby girl is having fun while I'm running around trying to juggle being a full-time working mother of two little ones. Yeah, so, oh my gosh, classes are so hard. I feel like I study all the time, but I do have a lot of fun on the weekends. Oh my gosh, you would love all the cute boys around here. There's just so many to choose from. And honestly, Mom, I've been nervous to tell you and Daddy about this, but I do have a boyfriend. And I already told Daddy I was more nervous about telling him, and he freaked out. He, like, totally freaked out on me saying, and, like, I don't get it, because I know you know that we heard he has a girlfriend, so that's why I went and got a boyfriend, because I figured, like, he didn't, I mean, not to sound like bad, but I figured he didn't want me anymore. So yeah, I didn't think it was fair he got so upset because he has a girlfriend right now. Well, you know how your dad is. I mean, he was your first everything. He was your first kiss. He took your virginity. And, I mean, he just gave you everything. Every one of your firsts was because of your dad. So don't get too mad at him. He's just being protective over you. He's probably feeling a bit like, you know, he's your, or you're his possession. I know, Mom, but it's fine. Like, we actually made a deal. And so what we decided on is if he stopped dating the woman he's dating, I would end my relationship with my boyfriend. And once I graduate college, which is just in a few months, I will move in with him. I told him I would. And hopefully we'll continue on with the incest family tree. Oh my God, that's so good, baby. Yes, that's all your dad truly cares about, you know, like, he is just so obsessed, and I don't blame him, with growing his incest family and keeping his seed active with every generation. Just remember, one day you'll have to step back like I did. Like, your dad likes to take special interest in the little girls in the family, and you're not a little girl anymore. I mean, let's see. So when I was, you know, I had you when I was 16 years old. And, you know, me and your dad were, I guess, together. We were very close for the first 5 years of your life. But whenever you turned 5, I could tell that he took a really special interest in you. And I just stepped back because I loved seeing that. I thought it was really important that you and him developed your relationship. And like I said, I just took a step back and I was happy to, because you're my daughter, you know? And, you know, it's also important to me that you and your father have the same relationship I did with him. I mean, even now, but especially when you were around 5 years old, I mean, every year you were alive. Like every time I hear about it or I saw how you and him were connecting on such that special level, I was reminded of when I was a little girl with my daddy, your daddy, and how much I loved all the special attention he gave me. I remember sleeping with your father every night because, you know, my mom passed away when, oh, how old was I? I was like a preteen, maybe in middle school, but, you know, your grandmother passed away and daddy was so alone, and him and I got really close, and I would sleep in his bed every single night. And then I'll never forget those first times he made a move on me, if you will, in the bed. I just have such fond memories of laying in his bed, you know, in the middle of the night, waking up and just playing and sucking on his cock. And I was young then, but I was so in love with my father. So it just felt really natural and just it felt good to do that. And then, oh my gosh, and then I'm reminded too of all those first sex toys he gave me. God, it made me feel like such a big girl, like an adult. Like he gave me that first butt plug because I was so nervous about anal, and he was so sweet. Oh my God, daddy was so sweet and patient with me. And I remember that was the first thing he bought me, was my very own butt plug. So there I was, like probably, I don't know, 12 years old. And I was so nervous about that butt plug, but he was so gentle and just pushed it into me. Such a special moment. And I remember there was one time he had to go away for work for, it wasn't that long, but at that time it was a big, big deal, you know? So he had bought me a dildo that was the same size as his cock. And he told me to keep it inside of me every single night because he didn't want my little pussy to not be trained in that time he was gone. And really, it was only like a week, but oh, it was so sweet. I loved all those things he bought me. And then, you know, even when my mom was still around, like when I was even younger, probably like kindergarten age, I remember us playing the most fun games together. Like I remember playing doctor, and I know we played this with you. I watched the two of you play this together. It was so sweet how he like takes our temperature by putting his finger inside of our holes. Oh my God. And one of my favorites, when he pretends to be the doctor that wanted to see and make sure that our pee came out right. Oh my God. I'll never forget the look on daddy's face when he saw me pee the first time, like up close. And I remember him seeing you pee for the first time. It was so adorable. So, so adorable. And you were so giggly about it. It was so cute. Oh, and do you remember the doctor game when he used to say that he needed to fix our throats by putting his cock way back down in our throats? Oh, it was so fun and so hot to think about. And I think my favorite too was, and I remember doing this from such an early age, like maybe even preschool age. I remember doing this because I remember being super tiny and daddy would tell me to pull my little panties down and ride the pony, which was his face. Do you remember doing that? Because I remember seeing you and him doing that. Oh, yeah. He used to love doing that. He'd stick his tongue out nice and firm and then just tell us to ride the pony. And it felt so good. Even as little girls, we knew it felt good, right? Oh, and then I also loved when I got a little bit older and he would show me like actual incest child porn of like girls my age, you know, and their loving fathers teaching them about their bodies and, you know, having incest sex. It was so, it just felt so right. Like, I can't imagine living any other way. Like, incest just makes the most sense, right? Because as a girl, I loved my father. And then, you know, when your grandmother died, it's just, it brought us even closer together. And that's, sweetie, that's why when you were 5 years old, I kind of took a step back because I wanted you and daddy to have this same connection, you know, without, because, you know, moms can be super great helpers. Like, I help train you to be the good little incest daughter that you are. But there's something about when a father and daughter can really, really come together and bond without anyone else in the way. I truly believe there's a lot of value when a father and a daughter can have that time, or even a mother and son. Oh my gosh, I just remembered. I remembered another really fun thing daddy used to do when, I remember him doing this when you were just probably like 2 or 3 years old. And he said he did the same thing to me, but I barely remember it. Do you remember when he would, when you were wearing a dress or a skirt, he would have you do handstands like against the wall just so your skirt would fall down and he could get a good look at your cute little ass and mound. Yeah, I found out that he wasn't doing that to turn us into gymnasts. He was obviously doing it to, you know, get a good look at his own daughter's little cute ass and our little pussies upside down. And then I remember too, he didn't do this with you, but he definitely did it with me when, you know, when my mom passed away. He kept all her things for a while, and eventually it was time to clean all that stuff out. And what he did is he kept all of my mom's like lingerie and her sexy clothes, like the dresses she would wear on date nights and stuff. And he gave them to me. And we used to do little fashion shows. Oh, and wearing my mom's lingerie for the first time. It was so much fun because, you know, I wasn't that old and I felt like such a, I don't know, I just felt like a big girl, like wearing this fancy lingerie, you know, that my mom had. He's just such a great dad, isn't he? I'm sorry. I just went down memory lane. I just can't help it because, you know, I miss you being around, sweetie. That's one thing. I miss you being around because I get to just go down that memory lane all the time when I would watch you and daddy together. Oh my God, I know daddy is so great, right? I love him so much. And I always love hearing mom when you go on about how you did the same things that I did with daddy and that all those times that you were just watching, he really knows how to make us little girls feel so loved and special, right? And you, mom, you need to also take like some responsibility and helping me be a good incest loving daughter. Like, you did a lot for me too. I remember going to sleep some nights, and I remember you putting me to bed if daddy was busy or something, and you'd tell me the most fun bedtime incest stories about little girls who love their daddies and were daddy's princesses. Oh my God, I would go to sleep dreaming of my daddy and being his little princess. And I would definitely dream of having an incest family with him and you. Like, I wanted to be you, Mom. I did. I wanted to be just like you. And I also remember wanting to be like you because I wanted to have a special inbred incest baby. That's like still one of my number one dreams. And one of my favorite memories of being a little girl is when you taught me all about daddy's cock. I remember it so well. We were in your bed, you and daddy's bed, and you taught me all the special places on his cock, like how to touch it, how to kiss it, how to suck on it. And oh my gosh, I couldn't be but like 4 years old, and you taught me so well. I remember that next day, I was so good at sucking daddy's cock. And I thought you were so good at it too, because I, like I said, I just wanted to be just like you, Mom. And then, oh my gosh, I remember you and daddy having sex and teaching me how adults have sex together. I was so amazed. I thought you were being hurt, Mommy, but you told me you weren't hurting. But I remember being little and thinking the way those noises you were making was like you being hurt, but you taught me that that's how adults have sex. And I remember how confused I was when you taught me that my daddy was also your daddy. So we were kind of sisters in a way, but also mommy and daughter. It's still like so confusing, isn't it? But especially for a 5-year-old girl, I was so confused because you told me that, you know, my mommy, you were also my sister at the same time. Oh, it's so fun. I love incest so much. Oh, and I have really good news, Mom. Really, really good news. You're going to be so excited, Mom. Oh, I'm so excited to tell you. So I don't know if you know, but sometimes on the weekends, Daddy's been coming to stay in my dorm because my roommate, she goes home every weekend. So I'm usually here by myself. And then also my boyfriend doesn't stay either. So Daddy wanted to come by every weekend. So yeah, he's been hanging out in the dorm. And I'm pretty sure that I'm pregnant. And it definitely can't be my boyfriend's because we wear a condom. Like I haven't told my boyfriend this, but like I didn't want his semen inside of me because it wasn't incest seed. So that's why I make him wear a condom. But you know, daddy never wears condoms. So it has to be daddy's. Oh my God. Congratulations, baby. Oh, I am so excited about this news. You're going to make me a grandmother. But wait a minute. If we're also sisters and you have a baby, then it's my granddaughter and my niece, my granddaughter niece. Oh my God. Regardless, I am so, so excited and I'm so proud of you. Oh, thank you so much, Mom. Like, I don't want to get too excited about it because I still need to make the gyno appointment and confirm everything, but I am positive. I'm pregnant. I had a pregnancy test that tested positive. So I'll keep you updated, of course. And speaking of babies, how is Mia and Tyler, by the way? My brother and sister, but also my niece and nephew. Oh, they're so good. They are so healthy and just growing like weeds. Tyler is almost 5. His birthday's in a few months. Mia's doing so well. She'll be 2 here soon. 22 months. But yeah, they're great. They are so good. And you know, speaking of incest, it's just Mia and Tyler, they're great. They are my little angels. But it's just different. It's so much different than when you were a baby. Well, for one, they're not inbred, but that's okay. I still love them just the same. But you know, when you were a toddler, God, I was so much younger. I was 6. Well, I was 16 when you were born. So when you're a toddler, I was, you know, 17, 18 years old. So I was much younger than I am now and way more energetic. But I spent a lot of time with you playing with toys and teaching you about sex with your little Barbie dolls and your baby dolls. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, but we would play with the dolls, you know, especially your Barbies. And I'd turn on porn and we'd sit there and like recreate the sex scenes. And that's how I taught you about sex, baby. Yeah, it was so much fun. But you know, nowadays kids have all this technology to play with. So, but it's still okay because I have found a perfect way to incorporate the kind of teaching I want to give my kids. And so there's this really amazing app that's like a subscription based app. It's like totally underground, but it's all about incest. And they have these really great. The kid side version is so great. They have all these incest games to play and like incest cartoons that teach the kids like so much valuable things, like, you know, about their parents' bodies and their bodies and how, you know, like there's this one cartoon series about this little princess and her dad's the king. And the cartoon is all about how much the princess loves her daddy and how he comes in at night to play with her. It's just, it gives the best instruction and guidance for kids and parents that want their kids to live in an incest home. So it's really great. And then they have a parent version that's also pretty useful. Like, you know me, I'm already pretty in tune with how to raise an incest family, but I do still love like reading all their daily articles. They'll give articles about how to teach your kids about incest sex, you know, how to incorporate it into your everyday life, how to keep it a secret from the people around you. It's such a great app, and it's been really great because I'm just so busy. I haven't had time to do the hands-on training that I did with you. Oh, that's so great, Mom. Oh my gosh, I'm getting so excited hearing you talk about the app because before long, I'm going to need to know all these things about, you know, being a mom because you know me, I'm going to raise my kids in an incest home. So I'm so excited to see my sister, brother, niece, nephew, though. So excited. It's been too long since I've seen them. And I think I'll come around July 4th. I already ran this all by Daddy. He's already planned out my whole summer, but he said I could come see you guys around the 4th. Oh, goodness. I just thought about it. I have a business trip around that time. You know how I've been trying for that promotion for so long? Well, I think they're about ready to give it to me, and I literally cannot miss this opportunity. Like, I have to go. So for some of the time you're home, I may not be here, but you should still come because my husband and Mia will be here, and they would love to see you, and I would love to see you. You'll get to see Tyler too, but I'm going to take him on the trip with me just because I really want some alone time with him, and I think you know why. But because, like, we never get to have alone time together. Mia's always around, which is great. And then, you know, of course, his dad. So I'm really looking forward to that alone time with my son. But let me go over the instructions I left for my husband, because if you're going to be here for part of the time I'm gone, you should probably know these things so you can help assist and help out when needed. So I've already, like I said, I've already given him instructions for Mia's daily routine. Not that he doesn't know what he's doing, but you know, us moms have to really make sure everything's in order. So, you know, and also this is helpful for you to know because you could have your own daughter here soon. Oh my gosh. So yeah, so Mia usually wakes up around 6 a.m. and I told him to have her milk ready, but don't feed her right away because I want her to start sucking his dick first thing in the morning. So she thinks she's getting her first meal then, and then give her the bottle. So I would love for you to see that in person. Oh my God, it'll be so, so hot. We've done it a couple times and it is just, there's something about seeing your daughter's little toddler mouth around her father's cock. Oh my God, it's so fucking hot. Anyway, so yeah, I did tell him too that he needs to get used to when he's feeding her milk to grope and finger her. It's the best time because she's pacified, she's getting her little belly full, and she'll just be so happy to just lay there and get fondled by daddy between her legs. And then I suggested that, you know, he go in the kitchen and cook himself breakfast and give her incest porn on her tablet and not the fake incest porn. Listen, I know because you grew up, we did watch fake incest porn, you know, where the pretty ladies sit in front of the camera and act like, you know, they're incest mommies. No, I want him to show her like actual incest kitty porn. And I went ahead and loaded up her tablet with some videos of little toddlers her age interacting with their fathers and kitty porn. So this, I like to keep like the actual incest kitty porn for, like, I don't want them watching it every day because I want them to act naturally with us. I want them to have sex the way they naturally have sex and not just imitate what they're seeing on the screen. But I think it's really good for kids to see kids their own age having sex with their parents. It's super helpful. So I suggested that while he was, you know, doing all his morning routine. And I went ahead and called his boss for him and told him that he needed to stay home and have a vacation, a staycation, so he could just stay with Mia this whole time. Because like I said, that alone time, I've tried to explain to him, the alone time is so crucial to really developing a solid, incest-loving relationship with a child. Because let's face it, like, children just want all the attention, and it's perfect when you can have no distractions, no siblings, no mommy around, and he can just focus on Mia. And actually, sweetie, this would be a really fun thing for you to do. I told my husband that he should not forget to play with Mia and her dolls, especially on the tablet. There's videos for her where they explain how to play with the dolls and pretend they're having sex. Doesn't that sound familiar? Mommy did that for you when you were little. So that might actually be fun for you to do with Mia and my husband. And I've told you this before, when you came and visited, you can, like, if my husband ever hits on you and wants to have sex with you, please, please have sex with him. I told him, you know, from the beginning that my daughter, you, my sweet Rachel, that you are always on the table if he wants to have sex with you, because, I mean, you're my daughter and we have a special relationship, and you're my sister in a way. But so please don't worry if you guys end up getting like hot and heavy during this time showing Mia how to play with her jaws and have sex, and you guys want to have sex, please do so. Like, don't hold back and send me pictures. But there's also on that app, on the incest app, there's also like really cute little lessons where Mia can learn how to put her doll to sleep, like pretend she's putting the doll to sleep and then touching the doll while the doll is sleeping. And the really great lesson, I wish I would have thought of this with you. The teacher on the lesson explains that the child, so Mia, is the beautiful doll. And her parents will come in at any night and touch and kiss her because they think the doll, her, is just so pretty and they want to touch and kiss her too. So I want her to really understand that, because my husband, let's just say he likes to wake up in the middle of the night and he's super, super horny. So I want her to get used to him coming in at night and fondling her sweet little body and eventually having sex with her. So really lean into that lesson. Help her understand that, okay, sweetie? And then I told my husband to also do like fun activities to have them become closer, not only emotionally, but physically. So she loves, Mia loves her yogurt as a snack. So I told him to put it on his lips and then put some on her lips. And then they kiss each other. And that's how she gets her yogurt. So just make sure he's doing things like that. You know how guys can get, they're a little lazy. I don't think he's going to get lazy about this. So I think he wants to make out with our little 2-year-old Mia. And I also told him to, he doesn't know he's off of work yet, but I told him that anytime that he's home, that him and Mia should just be completely naked the whole time. So, you know, if you're there and I'm gone with Tyler, please also be naked. I want Mia to feel comfortable in her skin. I want her showing off her little toddler body to her father at all times. I'm hoping once my husband realizes he doesn't have to work, that he will just dedicate all the time to Mia. Like, I am hoping that on this trip, I'm going to be gone for a week, that while I'm on this trip, that he and Mia will spend the whole time bonding, touching each other, having sex, her learning all about her father's cock. I mean, sweetie, this is also a really, really fun thing you could do, is you could teach Mia the really important parts of her father's cock, just like I taught you. You said earlier you love that memory, so please do that if you want to. I totally trust you. Whatever you want to teach Mia, I trust you with all my heart, sweetheart. But they should have lots of naked time, lots of porn time. I told them to keep the porn running, like 24/7, adult porn, incest child porn, anything. I want her to just be soaking in porn the whole time I'm gone. There's also masturbation lessons on the app, and That's something I really, you could help with too. She started a little bit. Like my little Mia, she loves to hump her little stuffed animals. It's so adorable. But like, I think that's a normal kid thing. I think when little tiny kids realize it feels good to like rub their genitals against things, that's fine. But I want her to learn from that app because they do a really, really good job. They have toddler masturbation lessons and it's so cute. They like present it that it's like a workout class. Like they're exercising and stretching and stuff. So it's really cute. They're gonna have her like sit up and like stretch her legs out like she's stretching, and then they teach that she needs to put her fingers inside and stretch that muscle to her little pussy. So I really want her, like ideally, I'd love her for her to have the masturbation lessons every single day. So I've told my husband that you can make sure she's doing that as well. And I really want her to lean into the vocabulary lessons. They are so great. She needs a lot of improvement there. They have really great lessons that teach the girls great vocabulary, like, you know, daddy's cock, her princess parts, how to say sexy words like daddy's little princess slut, daddy's little cum slut. Oh my God, if you hear Mia's sweet little 2-year-old voice say these things, you will just die. But she needs a lot of help. She still needs to learn a lot, and that app can really help. So make sure she's doing those. It's actually perfect that you're coming to visit for part of the time I won't be here, because like I trust my husband. He's perfectly capable and is excited to be an incest-loving father. But I just think there's something about us ladies when we have, you know, a woman's touch on things, it just helps perfect it a little bit. So I'm actually super excited you're going to be there. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to be alone with Tyler. Oh my God, because I'm so used to father-daughter incest, right? I've lived father-daughter incest. I taught you how to live that lifestyle, but I haven't been able to experience a mommy-son incest lifestyle. So I am so excited to have him all to myself, and he's at the perfect, perfect age. I mean, any incest parent will tell you that 5 years old, around that age, is the perfect time to really lean into things. Because before then, when they're babies and preschoolers, yeah, you can still do things like, sure, I have fondled Tyler's little penis. I've showed him my body. He's licked my pussy a little bit. Like, we've done all kinds of sweet little things, but there's something about the age of 5 and 6 where I think kids really want to be like big kids, you know, and they're ready for more sex. And I don't know, it's just a great age. So he's about to turn 5. So this is a perfect time for us to be alone. And we're going to definitely focus on his cute. Oh my God, Rachel, you should see his cute little cock. It is the most adorable thing I've ever seen. Oh my God. And he's starting to masturbate a lot. So I'm really going to help him lean into that. I'm going to help him like know how to do it correctly. And I'm going to show him how mommy masturbates. Oh my God, I cannot wait. Because I have just caught him masturbating like in the bathtub, or when I wake him up in the morning, he likes to like jerk his little penis in the morning. It's so cute. But to see him like, oh my God, alone in a hotel room with just me and him, oh my God, it's going to be so hot. I know for a fact, Sweetie, that I am going to take his virginity. I'm going to take it so hard. Oh my God, I've already planned it. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to like lay back. Well, first we're going to watch some porn together. Probably adult porn, you know, where a man is fucking a woman. So he really like understands what that's like. And then I'm probably going to take his little tiny body and hold him like under his little armpits and slam him into my pussy as hard as I want, just like the porn stars on the screen, so he knows that it's supposed to be hard and rough. Oh my God, I'm gonna come so fucking hard. I'm gonna come so hard. I know I am. Just feeling his little hairless body slamming against me, oh my God. And I so badly want to taste his cum. Like, I don't know. I get all these mixed reviews. I've tried to look up online when boys have wet orgasms, and it's always a different kind of answer. So I'm hoping I just make him cum so much the week that we're alone that he has his first wet orgasm in his mother's mouth. Oh my God. Inside my pussy. Fuck. And I am definitely going to teach him all about mommy's holes. He's going to get to know mommy's pussy so intimately. Oh my God. I'm going to make him fist me. Oh my God, I haven't done that yet, and I'm so excited. He started getting that lesson. There's this really cute cartoon on that app where this little cartoon boy like loses his arm in his mom's legs, and it ends up being a whole joke. And it's really cute. It's a really cute cartoon. So I'm so excited to feel, oh my, just think about that, Rachel. Think about a little kid's arm inside of you. It's going to feel like a big fat cock. Oh my God. And I'm going to fucking teach him how to move his fingers in there. Oh my God. It's going to be so hot. And he's going to learn about mommy's asshole. I may even, I don't know if he'll be able to, but we're definitely going to try. I'm going to have him try to stick his adorable little cock inside mommy's asshole. Oh my God. It's going to feel so, so adorable. I may just come because it's hot, because it's not going, that little thing is not going to stretch me at all, but God, it's going to be so fucking hot knowing that I'm like making my 5-year-old son push into my asshole with this little cock. Oh my God. And you better believe I'm going to be, we're sleeping in the same, I ordered a room with a king bed. I'm going to be fondling him all fucking night. We're going to stay in that room naked. He's going to be covered with my cum at all times. We're going to have the best time together. And sweetie, I found some really, really hot, actual mom-son child porn. Now, some of them are boys his age, and they're more tame, but I did find some where the boy is, like, preteen age. Sweetie, like, I hope you have a daughter, and I hope you have a son, too, because if you, I'm going to have to send it to you. If you see this porn of, like, a preteen boy fucking his mother, those boys, like, they rail their fucking moms. Those little boys are pounding their cocks into their mommies. And it is the hottest thing I've ever, ever seen. Oh my God. So I have so much mom, son, child porn to show them. We're going to just have the best mother-son bonding time. Oh my God. I cannot fucking wait. I cannot wait. So listen, I actually have to go because speaking of Tyler, he's been laying on my lap this whole time and he is trying to pull my tits out. Yeah, he thinks that he can still breastfeed. I tell him that he's getting invisible mommy milk. So yeah, he's been pulling at me. So I think it's time for us to have some special time. So yeah, I will talk to you soon and we will set up all this time together that you're going to come visit. I'm so excited. All right. Bye, sweetie. I love you.